from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blanket Chip Reed, how you doing, man?
Reed,
what's up?
So Reed, I listen, and I normally don't do this, but since we had a chance to talk to you last year, I got to ask you, man. Like, and we feel like we're family a little bit. I feel like I know you a little bit.
Oh, you're starting with a hard question.
Yeah, I'm starting right out the gate.
What I expected.
So I mean, I know we don't like to look at the past, but like kind of what happened at the end of last year, man. Just a little bit. Just give me a brief synopsis.
You know, obviously it was one of the hardest things that I've been a part of, obviously, as a football player. But, you know, y'all heard it from Kelsey, I'm guessing off of Twitter and stuff. We weren't a tight-knit group towards the end of the year. And, you know, it just happened, you know. But I'm going to fast forward and just – I don't like talking about it. But fast forward to, like, OTA, you know, the first time I walked in, I looked at BG, and you could just feel this positivity, this – I don't know what it was. It was like everybody's different. Everybody's thinking different. And, you know, it starts from, you know, upstairs, and then especially going to us as players in the locker room and how we dealt with it and how we came so far from, you know, that past year. But, man, I feel like we're going in the right direction. And this is one of the tightest-knit groups that I've been a part of. And I can honestly say that, you know, especially in 22, I came in as a rookie. But all these, like, we're doing everything together. You know, when we have breaks in between meetings, like, we're competing and doing ping pong. You know, we're shooting basketball. We're playing, you know, we're playing PlayStation. We're playing NCAA. You know, we're doing everything together. So that's one of the biggest positives that I can think of right now.
So it's safe to say it was a conscious effort going into this season.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, putting all that behind you and focusing on this year. And speaking of focusing on this year, y'all been out there a little bit longer as far as training camp is concerned. How's that been for you?
Especially today.
Yeah.
Especially today.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting back to football. You know, my first 2 years here has kind of been, I wouldn't say easy, but the easier type of practices that I've ever been a part of, you know, comparing it to college. But you know, at the end of the day, we're here to play football, and a lot of guys don't get reps in preseason, and we get a lot of reps in practice, and that's what, you know, Vic preaches about. Like, we don't practice enough, but now we're practicing. I was talking to somebody. I feel like we've been in pads every day, you know, and that's huge. That's a big deal. You know, you got to practice how you play, and then, like I said, some guys ain't getting reps, and you just got to go full speed and practice as much as we can. You know, we're obviously not going live, but you got to get these mental reps. You know.
You know what? I hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I also hear it sounds like you really like what Coach Fangio has brought to the table so far.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about that, man, because, you know, he was in Miami before, and, you know, I don't know if you've been reading with the cats down there. They ain't really like him too much.
I mean.
So how do you feel about Coach Fangio?
Yeah, he's an old-school guy, and I feel like if you haven't had an old-school guy coach you before, then you won't understand him. I've always been coached by those guys that grew up watching, you know, illegal hits, you know, Ray Lewis and all of them. And that's what Vic shows us. He shows us, you know, the Ravens like getting after it. And, you know, that's what I really like. Like, he doesn't take anything. You know, he's straight up with you. He'll tell you exactly what you did wrong, but at the end of the day, he'll show you how to do it. Like, mm-hmm. The job description is clear. And he brought in a great group of guys to coach us, like, positionally. And that's one thing that I really like. Like, if I have, like, an extreme question about, like, a formation or something that just pops in my head immediately, I can ask that, and they'll have an answer right then and there, you mm-hmm. know, before we go to walk through. And, you know, it's just little things like that that'll grow, like, allow me to grow as a player and us as a group, you know. So that's what I'm really excited about.
Reed, you mentioned you have 2 years here, and they were totally different for you guys on defense, right? Mm-hmm. 2022, you go to the Super Bowl. I thought you were a top five-ish defense that whole year, 70 sacks. You're a part of that. And last year you finished 30th in points allowed, like the exact mm-hmm. opposite end. How good could this year's defense be? You know, training camp, last full practice at camp.
Field, very confident in what his job description is. And, man, I just like seeing him play. You know, even, like, watching some of his practice reps on film, it's like, God, man, like, he's doing, like, what great linebackers should do. Like, he's making plays. Like, he's slipping blocks. He's doing all this. And I'm very excited to see where he goes from there.
Reed, how about Jalen? We've heard he's had a great camp. And mm-hmm. and tell us, were you aware – so today Darius Slay picked him off early. were you aware,
he was aware
of the interceptionless streak? I mean, it was being yeah. talked about here on WIP, like, you know, Cal Ripken Jr., Joe DiMaggio, like all-time kind of stuff here. So did you know he hadn't thrown a pick, and did you guys yes. want to get one today?
Yes. I mean, obviously that's our attitude going into every practice. We want to get picks. But, you know, Jalen's done a great job. You know, he's done a great job taking care of the football, whether it was taking off scrambling or – checkdowns, and that shows a lot. He's grown a lot. You know, he trusts his feet, he trusts his blockers, and at the end of the day, he's getting the ball to his players, especially, you know, Saquon. He's tough to get down in space, and, you know, if he gets the ball in space, he does a lot of dirty work, you know. But he's done a really great job, and I'm glad Slay got him today. Obviously, as a defensive player, you know, we got hyped over there, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're all competing, and that's how we're going to get better. So
what do you see when you see this defense? Because obviously you guys kind of know what has been said about the guys mm-hmm. over the last couple of weeks. So when you see this defense, what do you see the identity of the defense being this year?
Man, we just want to get back to playing Eagles football. That hard nose, you know, we got the city, you know, cheering us on and all that. But at the end of the day, we want to come into work and get after it. Like, we're done hearing all this stuff about us, like, it's time just to go, just get up and go to work and put the ball down mentality, man. Let's go, you know. And that's what I'm really excited about.
Reed, different role, same role, but different nuances, different this year with Coach Sirianni, right? Kellen Moore's here and kind of more of running the offense, and Coach Sirianni is more of a CEO type. And he talked about maybe kind of poking his head in with different things, not just the offense, even though that's his background. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? Has it felt different what he's doing? Is he in defensive meetings? Or is it still when you are on the practice field, it feels the same to you?
No, he's taking his time to go to every positional group. You know, he wants to understand the whole concept. And that's what you want to see, like, your head coach doing. He's very he's very personal. And, you know, that's what you want to play for, a guy that you know, you talk to, you get to go to his office. The open door policy is what you always hear. And, you know, he's one of those coaches. And if you have any sort of question, like, you can go up to him man to man and ask it. And that's what really separates him from a lot of guys in the league, you know. And I'm glad I'm able to play for him. You know, I'm glad I get to see him every day. And, like I said, walk around and, like I said, if situational, I can ask him about, like, an offensive play if I need to. So I'm really happy that I'm able to play for him like that. So,
Reed, I know the preparation for the Packers probably starts next week, but what kind of challenge are they? You guys didn't play them last year, and mm-hmm. they got hot at the end. But if my memory serves, your first pick or an interception, mm-hmm. right, you got 2 years ago against Green Bay. Mm-hmm. How big of a challenge are the Packers in Brazil 2 weeks from Friday?
It's going to be a big challenge. You know, they got a lot of great guys. You know, Jordan Love, he does a great job. He's got a big arm. So we're very excited to go out to Brazil and play them. Obviously, they're going to throw out some things that we haven't seen, that haven't put on film. But at the end of the day, we just got to get back to the basics and just play football.
All right, we got to end with this. And it's, I don't know if the Eagles are doing this on purpose or not, but all the guests we've had at camp here, they're all defensive guys, right? And we know Hugh at one point was a defensive guy. I don't know what's happened to him since. Reed, Hugh tries to tell me now that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. All right, can you tell him defense still matters?
Yeah, still matters. Well, hold on. this kickoff rule has really showed that the league is an offensive.
He's progressive.
Rule.
See, he's progressive. See, you the know, young cat.
They're making your job harder. The young Thunder position is going to be like on the 40-yard
line. The young Thunder cat gets it. They're making our job hard. Well, they're making his job because I don't play anymore. But they're making his job that
but
much harder for him.
Still matters, though. Reed.
Oh, 100%. We got to keep him off the field. But at the end of the day, percentage-wise, the farther you go down the field, the obviously the percentage for the score goes up. So it's a challenge, but at the end of the day, hey.
He gets it.
Do you like the new kickoff rule? Like, do you think it's going to be exciting in the game, or is it like –
It's weird to see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. It's, like, very it's just weird. Like, what is this? But I don't know. It's going to be a lot of challenges because, I don't know, you can do different things, I feel like, but – it'll be fun to see. It'll be cool to see.
Well, you say that now until they're on the 40 until to start.
No, I tell you, and then not only that, because you know that there are some teams that are cooking up something different.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They've been in the lab trying to figure out how to counteract
That's what Clay, our special teams coordinator, was saying before. Like, everybody's starting on a clean slate. You know, like, everybody's trying to figure out what the best option is to do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm excited to see what everybody can cook up. You know?
Yeah, 2 weeks from now, we'll see it. Reed Blankenship, Eagle Safety. Reed, we appreciate you hopping on. A great camp here, and obviously good luck this season.
Thank you all.
There he goes. Reed Blankenship, Eagle Safety on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. We're live today at Eagles Camp. We'll come back. We'll hit all your phone calls. Elliot's going to join us at 1 to talk about that. The Jalen Hurts interception streak ended today. Your phone call spot in the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.